Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the road of witnessing. Had a great gathering yesterday as Brett Mitchell, missionary to the Philippines, former member here at Deer Run Church of Christ, joined us and shared God's word and updated a little bit about the work God's doing in the Philippines with he and his family. And just thought it was appropriate to ask him to share in this Lessons from the Road series about this road of witnessing, a road of evangelism, a road of sharing Jesus with others. And so if you missed that, you can find a link to the message and the service on our Deer Run Church of Christ Facebook page, on our YouTube channel, on our website at drcc.net, and catch his encouragement and his challenge to each of us to be a witness for Jesus. And each weekday morning during our prayer and devotion time, we're going to be looking at a different aspect of what it looks like, how we can be a simple witness. A witness without making it overly complicated. A witness through our life. We're going to kick off the week talking and praying about being a serving witness. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms." This recognition that by serving others, we represent Jesus. We represent his grace, his gifting in our life. We help people see what Jesus is like. We help them to see his love as they experience our love. Jesus himself made it clear that he came not to be served, but to become servant of all and to give his life as a ransom for everyone. And so God's desire is that by our service, by our acts of service, our good works, if you will, we become a witness for Jesus. In fact, Jesus says that we should do our good works in such a way that people see them and they glorify our Father who's in heaven. That's a serving witness. Now, I know the Bible talks about not letting our left hand know what our right is doing. It talks about secrecy. It talks about this seemingly very opposite view of how we do what we do. But in reality, the contrast isn't in whether our actions are noticed or not. It's in what is noticed. It's our motivation. It's somewhat easy and really natural for us to do our good works so that people notice us and they thank us. They praise us. They reward us. It's a whole different thing to do our good works in a way that they applaud God. They recognize he's the one that did it. The work still gets done. The work still gets noticed. But the one that gets the credit is the one who deserves the credit. I think I've shared this before. It's one of the disaster relief trips that I was able to do with International Disaster Emergency Service, or IDES. People generally are very appreciative when they've been hit by a disaster and they're not sure where to turn, and someone shows up willing to help at no cost to them. There are far too many people that show up and want to take advantage of the situation. In one particular instance, a gentleman and family that we were helping and doing some trees off of the roof and some cleanup and some minor repairs wanted to give us something, anything. And his belief, his rationale was that, yes, we volunteered, but the trucks we were driving, the equipment we were using, didn't pay for itself. One of the volunteers I was working with simply stated to this gentleman, no, they didn't. Jesus paid for all of it. And it's covered. We were working with an organization that desires and practices taking help and hope in the name of Jesus. And this serving witness says, what I'm doing isn't because I'm so good at it. It isn't because I enjoy it. It isn't because I like it. It's because of Jesus. And when we serve others with that attitude, we serve others in love. We serve others in a way that is different from what the world wants. As I mentioned, in disaster zones, there are people that go door to door looking to help others for a variety of motives. Some want money. They want to take advantage of desperation. But others do it out of love, out of compassion, out of a sense to make their beliefs and faith known, and the opportunity to share Jesus. But the good news for you and for me is it doesn't require a natural disaster, a tornado or a hurricane or earthquake or flood or famine or you name it, for us to serve others. We encounter people in our own families. We encounter people in our own churches. We encounter people in our neighborhoods, in our communities that are suffering. And sometimes they need teaching and they need correction and they need rebuke because they brought it on themselves. But sometimes, even when they need all of that, they need compassion. And that would be all of the time. But sometimes they didn't bring it on themselves. There's no blame to be laid. There's no fingers to point. There's just the question, will I serve as a witness for Jesus? Will I let my light so shine that they glorify God and praise Him for the help that He brought? We witness for Jesus wherever we go. The question is, are we a good witness or a bad witness? What does our service towards others say to them about our love for God? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be made right with You. You've given us the greatest example of serving in love by sending Your Son Jesus, who did what we couldn't do, who showed compassion when it was our fault, who taught us, corrected us, rebuked us, instructed us, and yet still embraced us. When there were issues in our life that we could not overcome, the issue of sin, He took care of it and served us in a way that only He could, and yet calls us to serve others in a way that He's equipped us to serve, using the various gifts and the grace that He has given us. We would serve others in the name of Jesus. We would love others in the name of Jesus. We would help others, have compassion on others, and by our good works, by our deeds done in faith, people would see that you love them, that you care, and that they too can walk in relationship with Jesus. And so God, today as we serve, may we serve as that witness that testifies to the goodness that you've given us, the goodness found in Jesus. And as we testify to Jesus, may we lift him up in all things so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.